Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
There are so many diets around. There are so many things that come and go in the diet industry. You're not sure which ones to believe. Do you do the Atkins diet? Do you do the Mediterranean diet? Do you do the vegan diet, the raw diet? How about the paleo diet? Do you even know what's involved in this? My guest is Daryl Edwards. He's the owner of Fitness Explorer Training and Nutrition, based in London, like my favorite city in the whole entire world. Welcome to the show, Daryl. So tell us about paleo. People hear that. They think dinosaurs and meat, and tell us about it.
Yeah, so paleo is really adopting the foods our ancestors ate. And the belief is that if we eat the foods that we were designed to eat, then we'll be far healthier.
So what foods, I mean, I personally, Daryl, feel that we were not designed to be vegetarians because we have these pointy teeth that were designed to sort of tear up foods that don't, you know, maybe not. But I love my meat. I love my things. But is this similar to the Atkins diet? Is it all protein? Are we allowed to really load up on the veggies, even the tomatoes and the carrots that some of those other diets say have too much sugar?
Yeah, so, I mean, the paleo diet is an omnivorous diet. So we take the best of animal foods as well as plant foods. And, you know, as you suggested, we're designed to cut into meat with our teeth. We also have hydrochloric acid in the stomach, which is also there to break down animal protein to make it available to us as a protein source. And I also, you know, partake of a wide variety of fruits and vegetables, which are also helpful.
What so foods are really off limits? Tell us, start limits. With what foods are off limits.
Okay, so it's the foods of agriculture and any artificial or processed foods. So the foods of agriculture are predominantly grains, so wheat, oats, barley, and the like. And dairy is also off-limits to be avoided. And also legumes, so those are kind of the beans, peanuts, soy, are also off-limits.
Can I ask, I would like to stop you a second, yeah, Daryl, because
yeah.
I want to ask you why, because I am a nutrition expert. I'm an exercise physiologist. I've been studying nutrition for 30 years, and legumes and beans, and I'm not trying to go at you here, but they are some of the healthiest forms of protein and things that we have. They have fiber, they have vitamins, they have all kinds. Why can't we eat black beans and you know, quinoa and all of the lentils? These things are so good for us.
Well, I mean, traditionally those foods undergo a significant process for them to be helpful for humans. So that's either sprouting or fermentation. You know, those foods were not just, you know, picked off the plant and eaten. So they have to undergo traditional forms of preparation. And usually in the West, we forego all of that preparation. So if they're not prepared correctly, then these foods are toxic. And our ancestors and those in cultures around the world are fully aware of that when they're preparing these foods. So, you know, you're correct in saying that they do contain fiber, they do contain other nutrients, but they also contain anti-nutrients. And a lot of foods do so, and if we're not preparing them correctly, then they are harmful, so it's better to avoid them unless we can ensure we take the right type of preparation for those foods. You know, we can get enough, more than enough fiber and more than enough vitamins and minerals from other vegetable sources.
Okay, so fiber is so important. And with some meat products and things, it's not quite as prevalent. You're not seeing so much fiber in those meat products. What about some of the other vegetables like potatoes? I mean, things that Atkins would absolutely say are not allowed. Are those things allowed on the paleo diet? If I grow potatoes, sweet potatoes, am I allowed to pick that thing out of the ground and eat it?
Yeah, well sweet potatoes are definitely permitted on the paleo diet. They're a great source of a whole host of vitamin A, for example, because of the pigment in the sweet potato. The orange cutting sweet potato is very beneficial. So tubers are allowed on the paleo diet. And again, you know, you don't eat those raw. You would cook those. The reasons why potatoes tend to be avoided is because they have a very high carbohydrate content and don't have the nutrient benefits of some other tubers,
but they have like potassium, they have B6, they have potassium, they have vitamin C. Regular potatoes with the skin.
Yes, they do. Yes, but they also contain a very high level of carbohydrates. One of the one of the foods that I use to test your levels of blood sugar, that have a higher potency when it comes to impacting blood glucose levels, more so than table sugar, is actually potato, white potato. So, you know, if you do have any issues with, you know, weight gain around the middle, if you are pre-diabetic or type 2 diabetic, then you're better off avoiding large quantities of those foods containing high levels of carbohydrates. So, you know, it's one way to manage your blood glucose is to control the levels of carbohydrate you have.
So give us an example. Give us an example of a breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We only have a very short time in this segment. So give us a breakfast example to start with.
A breakfast would be, you know, some eggs and some vegetables, maybe some nuts. Lunch, again, some animal protein. So let's say some salmon, some grilled salmon, an avocado, a nice healthy fat, and some more vegetables, some leafy greens would also be suitable there. And pretty much the same for dinner. So it's a good source of animal protein, a wide variety of vegetables, lots of different colors, and avoiding grains and dairy is what you're aiming for. So you're looking at
we haven't mentioned
the quality
fruit.
Of your foods. Fruits, I don't avoid fruits, but fruits would usually be seasonal. So you would tend not to eat those all year round. You definitely wouldn't want to have fruits in liquid form. You know, eat the whole fruit. Far more beneficial to do so than you're obtaining the fiber. So I eat fruit on most days, but I try to eat seasonally to make sure I'm getting the most benefit from the fruit. And I eat them whole and try not to eat them dried.
In the last 30 seconds, Daryl, your best advice for somebody new to the paleo diet that wants to look at it and consider it, and what do you think that they should know? Just about 30 seconds.
I would say get a really good resource, compare it to a conventional diet to see if you're getting the vitamins and minerals that you need for a healthy diet, and try it out for 30 days. If you notice an improvement following that diet, then it's something that you want to continue doing. If it's harmful for you or you notice you're not receiving any benefit from that diet, then of course it's not going to be suitable for you.
That is absolutely great advice, and people can find out more about you at thefitnessexplorer.com. So if you want to learn about the paleo diet, get some good resources and figure it out, because all these kinds of things you can try. And really, that's what it's about, variation and seeing what works for you. You're listening to Radio MD, and if you missed any of our great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned and stay well.